Blog Talk Radio.
May God grant me the words to speak His thoughts this morning. Hola, buenos dias. Hello, good morning. This is Beth. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I thank you again, and I appreciate you for spending a little time with me this morning during this holiday season. Happy holiday, happy Hanukkah, happy Merry Christmas. We have Kwanzaa coming up soon. Happy Kwanzaa. And I'm excited about 2012. I hope you are also. So happy early 2012. It'll soon be here in less than 2 weeks, in a week and a half. So I'm ecstatic. I pray to God that I'm here to see 2012, because I'm very excited for 2012. It should be a wonderful year. 2011 was pretty okay. We're here, right? Okay. So today we're going to talk about holiday stuff and news that's been happening. And again, will not try to push too much into the 30 to 40 minutes that I do have. But then at the same time, I try not to have blank spots. You know those spots I talked about before? We're like, okay, what's next? Da-da. But which you can hear, I am improving. I'm not completely well or recovered from the cold flu, because I don't want to relapse. I'm still taking a couple of over-the-counter meds. And I'm sounding better than I thought I would. I just finished, if you tweet with me and on Facebook, and my Twitter is connected to most of my other online pages, so you see where I've been sipping some hot cocoa and jamming to Ricky Smiley and listening to Mike and Mike on ESPN Radio. I love the way Ricky Smiley the way he kicks his shows off with just good inspirational gospel music. It really gets your day started. And I'm pretty much kicking my show off the in a different way, because I was going to share a poem that Star Maker, I love you, Star Maker, David Harrison Levi shared on Facebook with all of his friends, because, and it goes hand in hand for the topic I was going to talk about today. I had mentioned earlier in the season, though, talk about like how people get the holiday blues, because we get so excited and ecstatic during the holiday season, but then at the same time some of us tend to get a little sad or a little depressed or get the holiday blues when you think everyone should be happy. But you know, sometimes we be sad or get depressed for different reasons. Maybe not a lot of money in your bank account like me, like yours truly, or maybe thoughts of loved ones that aren't here with us to celebrate, and are just different reasons, or you know, feel alone, or loneliness. It's different reasons that people are, you know, become depressed and sad, or just get the downright holiday blues. And probably, you know, since I want to share this lengthy poem, I won't just go in depth, but it's kind of ironic also, because an email I got overnight is about a depression. So check out about.com, depression, and there's an article written by Nancy Schimmel-Finning, and it's all about when people, how to handle holiday depression, or if you have a loved one that you see is sad during this holiday season or holiday depression, how to deal with that. And also within that same segment of about.com dealing with depression, there's other related articles dealing with gift buying for loved ones who might be kind of, you know, bah humbug during this holiday season, and just, you know, how to interact with those, because you might not be the one that's down, but it could be someone you wish were happier, you know. So one thing that I can share with how the article kicks off, according to Mark DeSilva, MD, Medical Director of Emergency Department, Gottlieb Memorial Hospital, the medical director, Mark, states that even though suicide rates go down around the holidays, this does not mean the holiday depression declines. So suicides go down, but people tend to sadness tends to increase during this time of year. And a lot of times it's people that you least expect also. So you all, you know, you might be happy-go-lucky during the holiday season, but do your best not to overlook those who might, you know, might not be as happy or just, you know, wishing that this season would get over with for right now, you know. And then also some people just wish that people would be the same way, not just this time of year, but daily. Every day of the year. So, you know, so I'm going to go ahead and share this because when I had took a little, I'm still doing my best to recover. And when I awakened from my nap and I seen this, these words that Star Maker David had posted, Star Maker David Harrison Levi, if you want to friend him or like his pages, had shared. I was like, oh my God, this goes hand in hand with sadness. And he talks about how, you know, you should be concerned about, you know, those that are sad or don't feel so hot during this time of year. But it's called unconditional friend. It's a person with whom you can be yourself freely. You're allowed to think whatever you want and speak with boisterous expressions. Being able to share your most intimate, deepest, or creative ideas is a gift that many desire. In the company of your unconditional friend, you'll always be safe and treasured. Those moments will be cherished and trusted. You can laugh or cry, dream or pray, ask numerous questions, hoping for answers. You'll understand or admire. With an unconditional friend, you can release bouts of anger and share secrets forever. You won't have to be worried, upset, or be on guard. You'll never be ridiculed, labeled, or stomped in the ground. Most likely, you'll be loved and appreciated. An unconditional friend will always be considerate to your contradictions in your nature. Mistakes aren't repeatedly remembered. An unconditional friend will carefully discuss all the pain in your life and accept the sadness you've buried. An unconditional friend won't criticize your mind or destroy your self-worth, won't damage your feelings or demolish your beliefs, won't burn your ideals or trash your appearance, won't mock your words or constantly acknowledge your disappointments, won't highlight your failures or disregard your achievements, won't close the door, refuse to listen, or condemn you for the person you are. An unconditional, dedicated friend would never give up on you, ever, never. I love you even when you're down. You have my word. David Harrison Lee by Star Maker. And, I mean, that's just, I mean, he shared it with his Facebook friends, but I need to share this with the Blog Talk Radio listening audience also, because it's just a beautiful, beautiful, just beautiful words, sincere words. And, It's good to have that unconditional friend because a lot of us, we can count our true friends on one hand, right? Some of us, really. And when you have an unconditional friend that is just non-judgmental of you, that is rare and that is a blessing. And it's important also to work on becoming an unconditional friend, you know, to others. Because a lot of times, you know, we want that unconditional friend, but are we being that unconditional friend that we desire? You know, really. It's just like when people are looking for love, we know what we want, but are we that type of person that we are looking for? Are we that kind of person that's compatible with that type of person? That's the way it is, you know. So my thing is to work hard on being an unconditional friend myself. But it's really important. I mean, wow. Some of my unconditional friends have passed on. And I just have to, you know, I just pray. But I do have unconditional friends that are alive. And I thank and praise those unconditional friends. Unconditional friends are rare. And they could be people that you talk to every day or people that you talk to just keep in touch with consistently. It could be that person that you know that when maybe you go long periods of time without seeing each other, but then you automatically reconnect, and you can tell this person anything, or they can tell you anything, and you just feel comfortable, you know, trusting. I just love those words. I just could not keep that to myself. That I thought about, well, no, I won't share it on this show. I'll share it on another show. But it just go hand in hand also, because it's soothing, especially for those who are dealing with sadness also. You know, because sometimes we might not have that unconditional friend, but we have words that we can attach to that make us feel better and encourage us. You know, our holy books, whatever religion or belief you are. For me, the Holy Bible, I love and respect the Quran, and but other, you know, the holy books are important to you, or even if you're atheist, whatever keeps you motivated and strong and believing and spreading love, it's just important to, you know, attach to something if you don't have that unconditional friend to talk with at that moment. It's important to have poems, because that's why ever since I was a little girl, I've always enjoyed reading and writing poems and songs, because they come to life just like paintings. They come to life. A painting has a picture has a thousand words, right? And I love, and I've been an editor photographer since I was a little girl also. So there's something about poems and music, and music is the international language, right? And that can just motivate us and help us when we're dealing with and we're not sad, and especially if we're dealing with sadness and depression. Yeah. Now this is just me talking. But yeah. So I hope you enjoyed that those words, unconditional friends. Love it. Wow. I know. I'm kind of speechless. Intro of the show saying, hola, buenos dias, because I had been working on my Spanish. I've always loved Spanish. I've always been interested in learning Arabic also, and a couple other languages. I need to learn French. That's my bloodline. But ever since I was a teen, I mean, I took Spanish in high school and so on. And so in the recent year, I have been studying Spanish on my own and so on. So one of my favorite Facebook friends, who no one has yet told me what has happened, and favorite Spanish artist who I wished an exhibitor's work would come here to the States, Fernando, he had been helping me also on Facebook speak my Spanish properly. So I just wanted to start that off with that. I guess I didn't need to backtrack on that, but I just wanted to. But it's a lot of stuff going on. This is Samuel L. Jackson's birthday. Happy birthday, Samuel L. Jackson. He is one of my favorite actors. So happy birthday. Wow, 63. He is just amazing. But one movie that I'm waiting to see him in is the remake of The Last Dragon. A few years ago, they announced that he would be playing the character of Shogun from the movie Last Dragon. Remember Last Dragon with Vanity, who is now known as Evangelist Denise Matthews and Ty Mawk. And just really all just a wonderful cast. But I can't wait to see that. So what's going on with that movie, with the remake of The Last Dragon? Because, I mean, he's making movies like crazy, but I remember, like, 2008, they made that announcement that he would be playing Shogun. And that character was wild in the way in that movie. So I just could imagine how Samuel Jackson would portray Shogun. Something else. And yesterday was Peter Criss's birthday of Kiss. So happy belated birthday to Peter Criss, who penned the song that I love to play during the intro of the show, Beth. That was a true story. It was a song that he had penned about his wife at the time, whose name was Beth. And I loved that song from a little girl. That was their only number, top 10 hit But then they are superstars, still touring on a daily. I mean, well, not the original lineup, but, you know, Gene and Paul, who were the original members, are still touring and still doing their thing. But Peter Criss and Ace Frehley, they're still doing their thing also. Would love to see them, you know, reunite. And let's see, what else? Ah, Criss Angel has a new, I don't know if you all are Criss Angel loyals like I am, but Criss Angel has finally created his own official YouTube channel. And so it's Criss Angel, simply Criss Angel. It's his official website, because his videos are all over YouTube, but none of them are like his. They're like, you know, fans and, you know, loyals and so on, but now he has created his own YouTube channel. So check out his vids on that channel. And then also, I have received an email. I hadn't logged on. I have a profile on ChrisAngel.com. It's Mistress Beth's domain. So you're on ChrisAngel.com. Friend me. But Little Flip, the freestyle king of the South, I got to receive an email from his website, which I have a profile at. And he and a lot of his friends, they're having a party in Houston on Saturday. Visit the website, flipgatesworld.ning.com. I had not logged into my profile since, like, May. So, like I said, you all inform me and let me know about what's going on. I'll talk about it. And one reason I decided to create my own Blog Talk Radio show is because I was just such a big supporter of the show that he had called Flyboy Radio. And I always loved Brian Cuban's show, and I love Sexy India's show, Dollhouse Radio, and so on. So, you know, I was an avid supporter and listener of Blog Talk Radio anyway before creating my own. And the desire to get back on radio, I had been on radio in the 90s before at WMPR 90.1 FM, and then I had approached another local radio station a few years back regarding hosting the show. But then I was like, okay, here's an opportunity for me to host my own show, and from the comfort of my own place, over the phone and over the internet. So cool. And then so I thank you all for your response and for the feedback and so on, because, you know, I thought I would just be doing the show for a couple, like on a Monday and on Thursday and so on. But beginning of the year, we'll go ahead and start receiving comments online and chatting in the chat room. So we have less than 2 weeks before we'll resume doing that and start back doing that. You'll be hearing from my friend Reggie Roughneck and Mike That Do Smith. They're doing pretty good. And also other friends, and I've confirmed individuals that are looking forward to being guests and talking about their projects and so on. So have some really been working on the development of the delivery of the show and participating within the Blog Talk Radio classes and studying the tutorials also. But please contact me and let me know if you're interested in being a guest co-host or being a guest, or you want me to talk about your projects and your business. Submit your information to me also, okay? I probably start spotlighting certain people, places, and things also in the near future. So it's doing pretty good. What I was about to say also, my profile on flipgatesworld.ning.com is Culture Shock Entertainment and Fashions, okay? So thank you on that. I need to pay attention to the time. Okay, it's 10. We have about 10 more minutes. And you all know I have to plug Mark and stuff like that, Mark Cosmetics. But there's more to talk about. Yeah, congrats to Derrick Rose. Because I have another show booked, scheduled for Friday. So that's going to be a show where we'll talk about sports. I'm not logged into my switchboard. It's not up right now. It might come up, but the show will be over in about 10 minutes. Last time I aired, I had my switchboard up and I was checking out who was listening by phone. So maybe my switchboard will come up before I'm off. But hopefully it'll be up Friday, where maybe, no promises. I do my best to keep my word, but I do not make promises. But to those of you who have made promises, keep your promise. Hopefully, maybe Reggie Ruffman can call in and also share his perspective on sports and the games that are coming up this weekend. We have Boston at New York on Christmas Day. We have the Heat at the Mavs. Isn't that something? The finals repeat themselves. The last team you saw, the first team you see again. Isn't that something, how that worked itself out, huh? Wow. The Heat at the Mavs, that is something. Yep, I need to visit the Heat's website. I'm on Mavs.com. So I need to check out, because they are some of my favorite players play for the Heat. So I need to check them out. Would you all see? I tweak their stuff and everything. So I guess I'm just doing like a conversational commentary with you all this morning, because I had, you know, pretty much documented in a certain form, but I'm just freestyling it. Hope you all don't mind. Never know, I might freestyle a poem or something. I'm just joking, not this morning, huh? But what I was saying, congrats to Derrick Rose, even though we'll talk more about sports on Friday, and then also talk about, on earlier shows, we talk about spring cleaning, but there's this thing about holiday cleaning also, and sprucing up for, I know, for this holiday season and for Christmas and for New Year's. So we'll talk more about sports and then also talk about everything holiday season and Christmas and, you know, like holiday cleaning and stuff like that. I'm glad I got like a story on Christmas stuff because of my, of becoming, like, what is it, under the weather, kind of stopped me in my tracks. And so I will be resuming doing some cleaning and doing some other things. And I tell you, I had cooked hot stuffing. I mean, I cooked stuffing for Thanksgiving. And so my mother requested me to cook stuffing again for Christmas. So that stuffing was so good with the sausage and so on. I have to share the recipe with you all. I mean, I had already said I want to cook a dressing. I never cooked a dressing. I love dressing. And but we ordered a dressing. So instead I cooked a stuffing. And I was watching the Chew one time and they was debating what's the difference between dressing and what's the difference in stuffing, you know, and then it was like, well, it's a regional thing. But it is kind of like a difference between stuffing and dressing, right? But I know one thing, both of them are delicious when they're cooked properly. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Yeah, we do need to talk more about food and recipes and so on also in the near future. Yeah, and I received an email also last night about how it's important for us also to watch our cholesterol and to also focus on low-fat foods also while we're ingesting holiday food. And, of course, I know we don't want to think about it, but portion control is very important. But a lot of us don't think that way, do we? We just load up on. Yes. But I want to shout out to Mark Cosmetics. Mark is an Avon products brand, and Vanessa Reggiardo is our president. She's the global president of Mark. And you all know, if you listen to the show, if you don't listen to the show regularly, if you're a Facebook friend of mine or whatever, a Twitter friend, I'm a Mark girl, a Mark rep. So I just want to shout out to the president and the regional sales managers and the mentors and the Mark reps like myself. I just want to shout everyone out. The megalog that we're in now expires on the 29th. And the new one will start for the beginning of the year. We start on the 30th. Okay, so we still have a promo going on where you can get a free hookup connected with purchase of two hookup items. And then also we have a deal going on where you can get your choice of a product for $10 with purchase of with a $30 purchase. And there's not a promo code if you're looking for the promo code. Okay? So if you know, visit meetmark.com, visit my e-boutique at mymarkstore.com/BethanyWilliams. And my rep number is 0969-5235. And if you visit my e-boutique, you really don't need it. But just giving you my rep ID number, if you just visit meetmark.com and would like to say, hey, well, this sale is for Beth. So check it out, because we have a lot of things going on, a lot of big plans for them, the next year, for 2012. But we have a lot of nice items going on. You know, it's not just makeup, it's skincare and fashion items and jewelry, accessories and everything. Now, I do wear Mark and use Mark. And what other product do I use? Perfect Skin, the Kardashians' skincare brand. I think Mark and Perfect Skin need to work out some kind of deal. I've said this before. I've even told the sisters before via Twitter, and even some of the I've even told a Perfect Skin rep before over the phone when placing an order or whatever, talking about an order. I've even told them, hey, you guys need to connect because you know Mark has good skincare products and Perfect Skin is wonderful, and then it's economically priced. So the products I love are, you know, Perfect Skin and Mark. And I love Iman skincare line. And I love her foundation. Her foundation is just fascinating. I love the whole line, but her foundation for me, for my skin, is just flawless. And, you know, I've worked for Fashion Fair and Floyd Roberts and so on before. And I love me some Fashion Fair. I need to go pick me up a jar of Bantix. But Iman's foundation is just so smooth and silky. So those are the skincare lines that I love and admire. And they're economically priced, too. I like Clinique also. Color 51 Clinique. But, yes. So, hello, Santa, if you're listening. Get your rest and so on, because you have a lot of traveling to do. Let's see, what time is it? I don't want the time to catch up on us. It's been raining here overnight in Jackson, Mississippi. I know what. I had some other news to talk about. And I can't believe I'm about to miss out on talking about it, because the last broadcast, I talked about... I'm going to talk about a little politics. I talked about a new governor inauguration would be in January. Well, he and I are alums of the same community college, Hines Community College in Raymond. So I was looking through Hines Community College. I'm class of 88. Oh, my goodness, we have 90 seconds. And I... was in his case was 75, and I was looking in Hindsight, the publication produced from the campus, and you know they're congratulating the Hines alum. So I'm just going to read a little bit about our new governor, because a lot of you probably want to know more about our governor. Haley Barbour is our governor that is leaving, and Phil Bryan was our lieutenant governor. So I'm going to read this. And then it's going to be time to end the show. So that's a couple of things, other things I want to talk about. Also, I want to tell you all, ask you if you haven't checked out Pete Diddy's new Ciroc commercial, his ad, check it out. And also check out L.B. Sure's rendition of Silent Night at lbsure.net, and check out his morning show, which will it's from 5 to 10 Pacific time. My time, it starts at 7 Central time. I think I might call this morning or tomorrow and request a song. I feel like hearing Larry Graham or some are some Jeffrey Osborne. But what's up? Happy holidays. The show is about to end for those of you who are live streaming. I'm going to continue talking about the Phil Bryant and read what is published in Hindsight regarding Phil Bryant's win of becoming the state of Mississippi's newest governor. Hines Alum wins governor's race. Current Lieutenant Governor Phil Bryant, 1975, who received an associate degree in police science at Hines Community College, was elected governor of Mississippi on November 8th with 59% of the vote. His inauguration is January 10th, 2012. A first-generation college student, the Republican Bryant, the son of a diesel mechanic and mother who stayed home with three boys, often tells the story of learning early the values of hard work and the importance of education. The Moorhead native, who now lives in Rankin County, attended the Raymond campus of what was then Hines Junior College while working for a tire company. I had the fortune to drive down I-55 to Hines Community College, and they let me in. Bryant joked in an April 2008 speech at the annual legislative HEADWAE celebration. I had the opportunity for higher education and thank God for it. As a community college project, my life changed. Bryant was selected as the Hines Community College Alumnus of the Year in 2000. He is past president of the college's Rankin County Alumni Chapter and past vice president of the Hines Community College Alumni Association. Over the years, he maintained his connection with Hines, attended the Alumni Association's ultimate game fundraising dinner, as well as the 2009 Alumni Dinner, honoring fellow Rankin Countyans and Hines alumni Dr. Lynn Weathersby. At Hines, trustee and superintendent of Rankin County Schools, and state rep Tom Weathersby. He has spoken to student groups, including the Raymond Associated Student Government and the Honors Program. After leaving Hines in 1975, Bryant earned his bachelor's degree in criminal justice from the University of Southern Mississippi and master's degree in political science from Mississippi College. He currently teaches as an adjunct professor of government at Mississippi College. Early in his career, he was a deputy sheriff. He served 5 years as a member of the Mississippi House of Representatives, where he was vice chairman of the Insurance Committee and authored the Capital Gains Tax Cut Act of 1994. He was first appointed to the position of state auditor by former Governor Kurt Fordyce in 1996, won re-election in 1999, and was re-elected in 2003, winning 81 out of 82 counties. As state auditor, he recovered more than $12 million in taxpayers' dollars that were embezzled or improperly spent. He was elected Lieutenant Governor in 2007, a position that put him in charge of the state Senate. Bryant and his wife, Deborah Hayes Bryant, who in 1974 received her associate's degree in the medical records program from Hines Community College, have two grown children, Katie and Patrick. So you all can visit Hines' website, hinescc.edu/alumni also. Yeah. So congratulations to my fellow alum, again, Governor-elect Phil Bryant. So, again, the inauguration is January 10th, 2012. I'm anticipating the arrival of my invite. I always get my invite, but I'm like, okay now. And then there was some more news, too, in Hindsight that I would like to share. Project targets African-American males. Improving the educational outcomes of African-American male college students is the focus of a three-year U.S. Department of Education $1.7 million grant at the Jackson Campus Academic Technical Center. First-year funding of $590,253 will be used to establish the Minority Male Leadership Initiative, a comprehensive program of student support services, academic assessments and interventions, career and mental health counseling, faculty and staff development, and one-on-one mentoring promoting identity development. Dr. Leroy Levy, JATC Dean, and Dr. Joyce Scott, JATC Social Science Department chair are leading the project. It will kick off in January. Scott is developing sociology courses that explore the African-American male culture and experiences. She will also conduct faculty training, which provides tools to help instructors develop strategic relationships with their students. Levy, along with the project director, will identify and train mentors to work with 100 black males in the project. That sounds remarkable. So congrats on that project. Also, I have no doubt that it would be really, really successful. And earlier in the year, Hines had also started a film program. I think that's awesome. I just had a wonderful time at Hines when I was studying sales and marketing, specializing in fashion, merchandising, retail management, design, and so on. Just a wonderful time. And they now have a film program down there also, because I love when we would do like simulated business training and so on, and go inside and produce our own commercials and stuff like that. Really had a blast down there. So that's just wonderful. And remember, they have Eagle Ridge down there, which is ESBA. And great programs. I must again shout out Gay Saxon and Jim Harper and James Bennett and Beth Ferris and Lisa Morgan and everybody. Happy holidays to you all down there. And, of course, Dr. Muse, who is the president of Hines Community College. And shout out to Jackson State also. I did attend Jackson State for the business management from 89 to 91. And shout out to New Stage Theater. Okay, but again, I guess I'll go ahead and conclude the show this morning. But I don't know. I supposed to have talked about the governor-elect right after I talked about the unconditional friend poem. So I'm going to talk more about our governor-elect and also who's the lieutenant governor and other officials that will be inaugurated in the very near future. Okay, so thank you all for sharing information with me, also about your local communities too, via my Blog Talk Radio page and my profile. Remember, it is Culture Shot Inc. KULTURESHOKENT. You can hyphen Beth BETH, or you can leave it blank. Culture Shot Inc. Blank spot, you know, space then Beth. Also, and remember to email me. There's an email provided on my profile, and then also you can email me at cultureshockentertainment@yahoo.com, KULTURESHOKENTERTAINMENT@yahoo.com. You know, if send me the okay to play your music on air also, because I need to upload new songs. Because remember, when my previous laptop crashed and stopped working, I lost everything in that computer. I have a new laptop now. And so I need to, I need new music also, you know, to upload also. I have music, but then also I like new music also to upload for, especially for the new year. And that's in less than 2 weeks. Okay. So, and your media kits and everything, because I'm looking forward to talking with you and so on. Well, I guess I don't want to end the show, but I have to. So thank you again. Happy holidays to the Blog Talk Radio staff and my fellow Blog Talk Radio hosts and producers, and definitely the advertisers. And until next time, Friday morning, God willing. See you then. Thanks. You've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And I am Beth.